נבון אברהם.
That's this פרשיות. צהריים טובים רבותיי. Now, yesterday we started with a, I would call it a שיעור פתיחה for understanding. Now again, if you think that we're going to be able to nail all the different מנהגי ספרד ואשכנז in the course of these שיעורים, then that's not happening. But what I can tell you is that I want to give you some very interesting examples of things that come up every day, especially in terms of... Is this machete tissue?
It's my name. Same name as me.
Anyway, so it's also a very weird way of spelling Levi, no? I mean, it's like the machete way.
So, very
interesting. Ask them maybe Yoresh or something. Anyway, so things that come up every day, tefillah, tefillin. Let me give you an example. I was actually, unfortunately, I don't know his name, but there was a one of the guys from Landers, one of the Sephardi boys, Netanel, yeah, and he sent his tefillin to be checked. And Netanel, ma?
Beruchim.
Beruchim atem ke'al emunai. So he told me that he had sent his tefillin to be checked, and I guess the sofer didn't have a spare pair of tefillin to give him, so he asked me if my shul had an extra pair to borrow for the duration until it came back to be checked. So I'll tell you why I appreciated that, and that really sparked the inspiration for today's shul. Now, easiest thing would be, and this is what I did when I was in high school, and I wasn't as well aware of the halakha, is first thing comes around. Okay, so you check your, either in high school when you check your tefillin or you leave your tefillin home, also, you know, when you're just bar mitzvah, or when you're in high school, maybe you're a little bit less responsible about your tefillin as you should. Okay, so what do? So you borrow friends. Let me explain to you why it's a little bit complicated to just borrow friends if you're a Sfaradi. Let me explain. Let me give you the backstory.
Even a Sfaradi friend?
Huh?
Even a Sfaradi friend?
No. An Ashkenazi friend. I was in Ashkenazi high school. So let me explain. There is, without getting into too many nitty-gritty details, by the way, the Evan HaYesod, the foundational rock for all Dinei Safrut, is in Orach Chaim, from Simanim Lamed Bet, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. So Lamed Bet is a very, very, very integral Siman, Lev. The Lev of all Safrut is in Siman Lamed Bet. That's the way to remember it. And over there, Maran discusses the four parashiyot of tefillin, how to write them on the shel yad, how to write them on the shel rosh. There's a very big difference between how they're written on the shel yad and shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad, it's all one klaf, one glila, one parchment, and all four parashiyot are written on the parchment, on one long parchment. Now, the shel rosh is different because there are four parashiyot of tefillin, we know. Kaddishli, ve'ekviyacha, Shema ve'ayim shamoa. We know the famous machloket, Rashi and Ravin Tam, that has to do about the order of the writing and placement of the parashiyot. Everybody agrees that the parashiyot have to be written in order of their appearance in the Torah. What's the order of their appearance in the Torah? Kaddishli ve'ayak v'yacha, parashat, bo, that's end of parashat bo. Then you have Shema, parashat, Va'etchanan, and then Ve'ayim Shamoa, Parashat Aikev. So that's the order that it comes up in the Torah. There's no machloket over there which way to write it. Everybody agrees that it's got to be written in the order of the Torah. The question is the placement, where it is, according to Rabbi Nutam, according to Rashi, it's placed the order that it's written. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chronological. According to Rashi, very Pashut. According to Rabbi Nutam, it's Havayot Biyachad, which means Havayot ba'imtza. The havayot, v'haya v'haya, have to be back-to-back in the middle, which means the two v'hayas are surrounded by Shema on one side and Kaddishli on the other. Now, which means that according to Rabbi Mutam, it would be Kaddishli, v'akviyacha, v'ayim shamoa, and Shema at the end.
Yes,
absolutely. Now, not only that, by the shelyad, when you're writing a shelyad, the sofer would skip a space, which means he would write Kaddishli, if he was writing Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, Kaddishli, Ve'akviyacha, skip a space, he has an allotted space on that parchment, Ve'hayayim Shemoa, he would write at the end. Shema, he would write at the end and go back to that middle space that he skipped and write Vayayim Shamoa. Now, by the Shel Rosh, you don't skip anything. Why? Because it's on four different klafim, which go in four different compartments. That being said, so how does he write it? He writes it, though, even though he's writing four different parchments, he still has to write in the order of the Torah. Kaddish, Kaddish Li, Vaya Kiviyacha, Shema, and then Vayayim Shamoa. If you wrote it out of order, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's considered Shelo Kesidran, and it is Pasul. Okay? That is that. But the idea over here is not to discuss the Machloket Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. I want to tell you something else. Yes?
Let's say he puts them, he writes something in order, just the way he puts it first into Rabbeinu Tam, and after he realizes he made a mistake, he wants to switch it.
Machloket, what do you mean? In the placement?
Yeah.
Placement doesn't really make as much of a difference.
So he can just take it to the beginning. Mm-hmm. At least the Shalrosh, mm-hmm.
Well, you're not really allowed to do that because you're not allowed to be Morid Mikdusha. If it's Rashi, it has to stay as Rashi. If it's Rabbeinu Tam, it has to stay as Rabbeinu Tam. Now, that's even if you know that it was written in order.
Rabbeinu Tam higher?
Nachon. It's a big machlok taposkim. I don't want to get into that right now. Now, one second. That being said, in Shalrosh, there's something called Hefsik parasha, which means there are orders of spacing the way we start parashiyot. Now, all of there's a machloket, all of the parashiyot of Shema are supposed to be satum. Okay? Satum means they're supposed to be closed off. Besides for parashat Vayayim Shamoa, which is supposed to be patuach. What does it mean to be patuach? Huge, large-scale machloket rishonim, how to make a parasha petucha. The other way around. All parashiyot are patuach, besides for Vayayim Shamoa. Here we go. Let me summon a little bit here. Here. Seif Lamidvav. That's exactly the opposite. Listen carefully. Lamidvav, says Maran. Ya'aseh Lamidbet Lamidvav. What does that spell? How do you remember?
Lulav.
Yeah, that's how you remember the order of the parashiyot is besed. Lulav, lamed bet, lamed vav. Ya'aseh kol parashiyot ha'ptuchot. All of the parashiyot of Kriyat Shem, of Tfilin, have to be patuach. Chutz miparasha achrona ktuva b'Torah, shehi v'ayim shama, she'aseh naseh tumma, v'imshina pasu. Which means, you have to, the last one has to be satum. How do you do that? Says Maran. V'lachin nahagu. I'm skipping the Rama for now because I just want to finish Maran. V'lachin nahagu sheparashat kadesh li ve'akiviyacha uparashat shema matchilin biroshita. If you look at the parashiyot, they always start at the beginning of the line. By Shel Rosh also, but Shel Rosh is different since each one is in a different section, a different slot, in a different compartment of the tefillin, it's not me'akev. The only time, according to Maran, it is me'akev is by the tefillin Shel Yad. So, what does it mean for all of the parashiyot to be satum? They all start at the beginning of the line. All three parashiyot, Kaddish Li, Ve'akviyacha, and Shema Yisrael have to be start at the beginning of the line. Uvsof Kaddish Li, Uvsof Ve'akviyacha.
What is the beginning of the line?
When they start. You ever see different parashiyot in the Torah?
Like a new paragraph.
When you're starting a new paragraph, or when you're starting a new sentence, you have two. There's two places you can start it in the line. Either from the beginning of the line or indent. Okay? Indented is called satum. From the beginning of the line is called, if it's from the beginning, it's considered satum. Indented is called patuach. Now watch.
Can you stop in both of them?
Yes. Uparashat Shema matchilim biroshita, ubsof kadeshli, ubsof ve'ayak ve'yacha, manichim chalak kede lichtov tesha otiyot, ubsof Shema, en manichim chalak. Ve'im manichin upachot mikde lichtov tesha otiyot. ופרשת ויהם שמוע מתחילים באמצע שיטה עליונה ומניח לפניה חלק כדי לכתוב תשע אותיות. Which means, you finish all of the other, preferably, at the end of all of the parashiyot, you leave an open space at the end of the paragraph of Tesh Otiyot that creates a parasha stuma before you start the next one. Besides for Shema, the minhag is by Shema to finish until the end of the line. However, Vayah Kiviyacha, everybody agrees, should be Vayayim Shamoa should be indented, which means to start nine letters into the line. Umaniach lefaneh chala kedeh lichtov Tesh Otiyot. Venimtza sheshlosha parashiyot hem ptuchot ben Rambam ve Rosh, ufarasha achrona is stuma ledaat Rambam. Now, without getting too nitty-gritty, Maran holds like the Rambam. There's a machloket how to make a parasha stuma according to the Rambam and according to the Rosh. Maran holds like the Rambam, straight. Ashkenazim, however, the halacha is, they don't really hold like the Rosh. They don't hold like the Rosh because the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you did a parasha stuma according to the Rosh, the Rambam says it's pasur. Whereas if you made a parasha stuma according to the Rambam, even the Rosh, who disagrees with him, says it's kasher. Now, Ashkenazim, most poskei Ashkenaz adopted the shita of the Taz. The Taz has a kind of a compromise between the shitot of the Rambam and the Rosh, how to make a parasha stuma according to by Vayam Shamoa, which is not like Maran says. They start Vayam Shamoa less than 9 letters indented into the line, and their mitzaref, the open space at the end of Shema, which Maran holds is not enough. Maran holds there has to be Tesha Otiyot by Vayam Shamoa, regardless of whatever is left at the end of Shema. These are Hilchot Stam, without getting too much into it. Now, that's the Taz. So, by and large, the Tefillin that are written in accordance with Tefillin Sfaradiyot, they follow the Hifsek Parashia, Stumot of Maran and the Rambam. Tefillin Ashkenaziot, in general, are written with the Parashiot of the Stumot, according to the Taz's understanding, how to make that compromise between Shitat, Rambam, and the Rosh. The only problem with that is as follows. Maran holds that compromise is pasul. Although the Taz holds that the compromise will make shalom between the Shitot of the Rambam and the Rosh, Maran doesn't hold that. Maran holds if you did anything like the Rosh, not like the Rambam, pasul. Therefore, although let me expose you to there's different kinds of handwritings out there, okay? Different kinds of, we call it ktav. What kind of ktavim do you have? You have something that's called by Ashkenazim, it's interesting, Ashkenazi Sifre Torah, Tfilin, Mezuzot, they're written in a font, ktav, that's called ktav Bet Yosef. Which is a little ironic that what?
It's not like him at all.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
Ashkenazim, Da'at Ashkenazim.
Like
it is. Well, one second. The ktav of Ashkenazim, at least the Litaim, the Litvish ones, they use ktav Bet Yosef.
Okay.
That's the ktav, the tzurat ktav that Maran himself writes after Siman Lamed Bet. The tzurat otiyot is like Maran Bet Yosef. Sfaradim do not use the tzurat otiyot. Sfaradim do not use the font of Maran Bet Yosef. Interestingly enough, Ashkenazim use the font of Maran, Sfaradim don't. Now, there are other Ashkenazim, especially among the Hasidim, there's another, it's a little bit different, another kind of font that's called Ktav Ari. The Ari has a little bit of a different font that usually Hasidim use, that, so, huh? Instead of Vavim Zainim and Tzadi Afucha, there's different, now again. Huh? Chabadnikim, Ashkenazim, they have their own ktav. Yeah, Chasidei Chabad, there's a special ktav called Ktav Admor HaZaken, which means the ktav, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Ba'al HaTanya, he has his own variation of ktav. That's a special ktav that only Chabadnikim use. Sfaradim, when they write our Minhag Kadum, even before Maran, we don't use Bet Yosef, we don't use Ari, we don't use Ktav Chabad, there's something that's called Ktav Velish. That's what it's called. Which Ktav Velish is the Ktav HaKadmon HaSfaradi. Way before Maran, it's different. Whereas by Ktav Ashkenazi, I'll give you a few examples. You can, by the way, if you look in Mishnah Berurah of the Ish Matzliach, Mishnah Berurah Ish Matzliach, it shows you a chart. It shows you Ktav Ashkenazi, Ktav Bet Yosef, Ktav Ari, Ktav Velish. You can tell the differences. Some are a little bit more modern. You know, by Ashkenazim, the Sheen is pointy, right? The Sheen is kind of triangular. Yeah. The bottom has a spitz. By Sfaradim, it doesn't really have, it's a little bit slanted, but it has a moshav. It's not spitzy. It's not triangular. It's more square than triangular.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah.
Why did the Bet Yosef decide to go against his minhag?
It wasn't necessarily his minhag. It was minhag of Sfaradim Kedumim. And that's how the Bet Yosef brings this ktav from Arav Baruch Shaman and many other poskim that he brings B'dinei Safrut. Now, that being said, I want to explain to you, although it's very important to stick to your minhag of ktiva, which is Sfaradim Falu Velish, the shitata ktiva is not posel either way. The font of the ktav is not posel either way. That is not what's posel. But what, which means, if the only issue in the tefillin was the font, even if it wasn't Aram Minhag, even if it wasn't Velish, if it was Bet Yosef or Ari or Admor HaZaken, it'd still be Kasher. That's not the issue. What is the issue that I said before? The parashiyot. The Efsek Parasha, the indentation between the parashiyot of the tefillin, that is something that does make a me'akev. Therefore...
Completely.
Now, let me explain. Therefore, if I ask you, most tefillin Ashkenaziot, Litvish, Hasidish, whatever, what makes it pasul lasfaradim? And there's a tshuva both in Yechavedat Chelek Bet as well as in Or Letzion Chelek Bet, where they understand that tefillin in general, run of the mill tefillin Ashkenaziot, it's not bedi'avad, it's pasul lemehadrin lidat Maran Ashulchan Aruch. Okay, pasul lemehadrin.
Oh,
not because of the font, not because of the ktav, it's because of the indentation of the parashiyot that is pasul l'da'at maran. That being said, hold on. Besides for, that's tefillin that were that have the parashiyot l'da'at ataz, which is most of them. Besides for tefillin shel Chabad. Tefillin shel Chabad, the Admor HaZaken, you know, by Chassidei Chabad, they don't follow the minhagim of most other Ashkenazim like Mishneh Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, and other poskim like that. All of Minhagei Chabad, their halachot, where do they derive it from?
Arizal.
No, well, the Arizal is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. They take it from the Ba'al HaTanya, who was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So over there, the Ba'al HaTanya writes, he has a different ktav, but with regards to indentation of Farashiyot, the Ba'al HaTanya actually holds like the Rambam. So therefore, says the Or Letzion, that although the font, the ktav of Tefillin Shel Chabad is a little bit different, it's not me'akev, it's kasher. And the parashiyot are done kidat Rambam. Therefore, if you're in a situation where you don't have tefillin sfaradiyot, if you have anybody, you know, chabadnik, they'll be thrilled to give you their tefillin, right? That's what they do. So he said, can I borrow your tefillin? Vadai, nachon? Over there, you can put it on, bivracha. Any other tefillin shel Ashkenazim, let's say you cannot get your hands on tefillin shel sfaradim, bevadai u bevadai, it's certainly better than nothing, because it's kasher according to many poskim and mehudar according to the Taz and their masoret, but a Sfaradi would not be allowed to put on such regular tefillin Ashkenaziot without a beracha. With a beracha, he'd have to put it on without a beracha when he can't get tefillin Sfaradiot or Chabadnikiot. I'll give you another one. Some briskers write their tefillin with Ktav Bet Yosef according to the plate, because briskers also are very mishu'abad to whom?
Rambam.
So many times briskers will have tefillin with parashiyot. They call it Rambam parashiyot. So if you find the Chabadnik, or if you find the brisker who has Rambam parashiyot, those tefillin you could put on bivracha. But if you find run-of-the-mill tefillin Ashkenaziot, whether it's Bet Yosef or Ari, since the parashiyot themselves are problematic in the Hefsek parasha, you would not be able to use it l'kayim tam mitzvah.
What if you have a suffix of what type of tefillin it is?
In general, you have to assume, meaning if it's an... So that's why I said run-of-the-mill Ashkenazi tefillin, you have to assume is pasul l'da'at maran.
You're in some shul that goes with...
With?
Flies with anywhere. I mean, it's not Sephardi, it's not Ashkenazi. Like,
no, you can tell.
You see like a brand new pair of tefillin.
It's also
you,
different the way that the
knot
is as well.
Most, well, no. No, you can't.
The sheen on the top is done.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you can. Sometimes that's misleading. You don't judge based on the sheen on the bite of the tefillin shel rosh, the way it's, because it's not necessarily indication. You could have other, huh? It doesn't. No, that also doesn't really matter much because that has to do with the kesher.
The most important thing. Tell is different, though, correct?
How can
not
you
really.
Say?
Not really.
I saw Adam wear a patch.
So in general,
cut it open.
No.
Maybe just sky out. Maybe the cycle that says like you can shine on tefillin if it's kosher.
Huh? A shine?
Like the shine was like a mekubal that said that, like kosher tefillin has like a certain like.
I don't know. We don't. That's certainly not the way we pasken halacha. But in general, if it's a Sfardi minyan and it gives you Sfardi tefillin, say make a bracha. If it's a run of the mill Ashkenazi place, then you can't make a bracha. That's simple as that. Now.
What about the Hasidish place?
Oh, same thing. Run of the mill. What did I tell you about Hasidish tefillin?
Chabad brisk.
But regular Hasidim, no? Because
no,
they also do Kishita Tataz. Now, here's another thing. I want you to listen carefully. The This is only with regards to tefillin. What about with regards to other things? Mezuzah, Sefer Torah. As a Sfaradi, are you allowed to get an aliyah by an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah?
They have a different letter than us, no?
Oh, one second.
We just said font doesn't matter.
Oh, you're right. Font doesn't matter.
It does.
Now, listen carefully. The font doesn't matter. That's what I told you, and that's the halakha. Not everybody agrees with that. Gaon Chazon Ish famously, he has a shita that the Ktav, there are some differences between Ktav Bet Yosef and Ktav Sfaradi, which is in Ktav Bet Yosef. How's a, you ever see the letter Tzaddi?
Yep.
How's a Tzaddi made? There's like a bent Nun. It's kind of a
bent Nun.
Here, you start like this. There's a bent, what, this is a Nun. It's a little bit more bent, here. Which is, yeah. And then what? It has a Yud on top. Depending on what font, depending on what Ktivah you have, Ktav Bet Yosef makes the Yud face the right way, meaning towards the left. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ktav Ari and Ktav Sfaradi has the Yud facing
the other way.
Opposite. Facing the right side, yeah. Which is an opposite. That's called, we call it Tzaddi Hafucha. And it's the same thing for a regular Tzaddi, and that's called a Tzaddi Kfufa. And then you have a Tzaddi Pshuta. What's an open Tzaddi?
Where they're both
Tzaddi Sofit. That's a Tzaddi Sofit because it's opened up. The Yod, depending on the Ktav, will either be facing the right way, which is Ktav Bet Yosef, versus Ktav Ari and Ktav Velish, where it's always facing the other way. The Chazon Ish has a Shita that any Ktav, besides for Ktav Bet Yosef, since the Yod on the Tzadi is facing the opposite way according to the other Ktavim, he says all other Ktavim, besides for Ktav Bet Yosef, are Pasur. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Which means, according to the Chazon Ish, what would be the halakha by Ktav Sfaradi? Pasul. Ktav Ha'ari? Pasul. Why? Because of this tzadi, he brings it ayot. And because of that, he said there's a problem for Ashkenazim to go up to Sfaradi Sifre Torah. That was a shita. Maran Zichron Baruch Hayin Chabedat vehemently disagrees with the Chazon Ish. There was an entire sefer that was written to rebuff this shita of the Chazon Ish. It's called Sidqat as-Siddiq, which means justifying the Tzaddi, which means what? It was defending the Masoret of thousands of years, and not only that, the Chatam Sofer, they brought the purportedly, they brought a ra'ayah to the Chazon Ish. It says in Tshuvot Chatam Sofer, like we said before, that none of the Ktavim are Me'akev, all of them are Kasher. And they told the Chazon Ish, you see, even the Chasam Sefer, who lived way before the Chazon Ish, and even the Chatam Sofer used Ktav Bet Yosef, like other Ashkenazim, nevertheless, he said that the font is not Me'akev, and even by Tzadi Afucha, kol Ktavim Ksherim. And rumor has it that the Chazon Ish was Chozerbo, that the Chazon Ish changed his mind. Yeah. Therefore, la'halacha ul ma'aseh, it is absolutely not an issue to get an aliyah by Sefer Torah, for Sfaradi to get an aliyah by Sefer Torah Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi to get an aliyah by Sefer Torah Sfaradi. Sfaradi, Ashkenazi to use Sfaradi mezuzot. Sfaradi to use Ashkenazi mezuzot, even though by mezuzot there's also an issue of indentation, even though, nevertheless, the issue of indentation is not posel by mezuzah, Maran says meforash, but it is posel by tefillin. Therefore, what am I telling you? Even though you should stick to your masoret and get a mezuzah sfaradit. But what happens if a sfaradi cannot get his hand on mezuzah sfaradit? Can he be yotze with mezuzah ashkenazit?
Yeah.
Yotze de chova.
Does he have a chiv to switch though?
No chiv to switch, no. He's yotze. If he can, lama lo. If not, let's say he doesn't have money or he can't find or whatever it is, yotze. In safek. Whether it's Bet Yosef or Ari or Chabad, yotze. With regards to Sefer Torah, yotze. Fine. Even though in Sefer Torah there's a one-letter difference between Sifre Torah Sfaradim and Sifre Torah Ashkenazim. By Ashkenazim, on the word Pesu Adaka, in Parashat Ki Tesleh, they write Pesu Adaka with an Aleph. Sfaradim spell the word Pesu Adaka with a He. So between Sifre Torah Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, there's a one-letter difference. Not only in font, but in letter. Yeah, Shamata?
Sorry, is the word Daka or Pesuah? The Daka?
No, in the word Daka.
Yeah,
Ashkenazim spell it. Dalit, Kaf, Aleph, in Sefer Torah Ashkenazi, in Sefer Torah Sfaradi, it's spelled Dalit, Kaf, He.
That's the guy with the Gemara, not the Gemara with Sfaradi. The Gemara says the He.
Well, the Gemara is not a Ra'ayah necessarily, okay. Because it's different things are spelled different ways. That's Torah Sheba'al Peh. Now, listen carefully. Sefer Torah Temani has even more differences. Why? By Temanim, oh, Yafeh. In Yechavedat, he brings down, in this past week's parasha, it says Vayhi Yemenoach. Yeah, by Sifre Torah Shel Temanim, what does it say? Vayhiu Yemenoach. Not only a different letter, but by Sifre Torah Temanim, they have an extra letter in the Sefer. Says Maran Zichron Brachai Nechavedat VeKulam Kesherim. All, even though they're different, since each of them has a valid, strong Mesorah, Kulam Kesherim. They're all kasher. So you can go to a Temani Shul and get an Aliyah. You can go to Ashkenaz. And now, not only that, the only exception is what? Tefillin. By tefillin shel Ashkenazim, run-of-the-mill for Sfaradim is no good. Here's the only exception. What about the other way around? What about if an Ashkenazi gets stuck and the only tefillin he has to borrow is tefillin shel Sfaradi? Like I told you before, the Mishnah Berurah says that even according to the Rosh, hefsek parashiyot, according to the Rambam, is still kasher. So for us, their tefillin run-of-the-mill would be pasul. For them, our tefillin would be kasher.
They have the Taz, right?
No, but even the Taz would agree that the Rambam is Russia, that right. Rambam is kasher. Even the Rosh himself, who's the Bar Plukta of the Rambam, would say that the Hefsek Parasha according to the Rambam is kasher. So this is something very important to know when you're in a situation stuck without your own tefillin. You got to know what to borrow, what you can make a. You know, it's very, very interesting. Anybody who wants to learn Dine Satum, Dine Sifre Torah Tefillin Mzuzot, it's very, you have to know where to start. And there are differences. There are some, not only in the Ktav, but, you know, this is an application where, you know, it's not just minhag, nice fluffy word. No, these are minhagim that actually say whether or not you're yotzei the mitzvah, whether the bracha that you make is bracha levatala, did you put on tefillin that day or not? These are very, very serious matters that have to, you know, you have to pay attention to. Verstehst? We'll meet tonight, Bezat Hashem.
Should it be? I say with the Kol Yaakov, with the Chavar Chaim Sof.
Yes.
The very last thing, this is right, the Lewis, what I said. There's something else, no?
What?
This is where Kol Yaakov, the Chavar Chaim Sof. There's a Sipsach of the Achal, like that, what the Rebbe said. What is
in terms of what?
There's an actual Ksiva, the Ksiva as well.
It's a Velish.
That's what you write, Velish?
It is. That's what
I did. I did Safarut for 2 years. Unfortunately, I forgot this. Amen. Unfortunately, I forgot. I'll do it again.
There's pictures of the Kafachaim's own Sefer Torah that he wrote, which is